Teja in Austin.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Schwab, offering investors choices from self-directed investing to full-service wealth management all in one place. Committed to helping investors in any life stage with their investing goals. More at schwab.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the Kansas City Chamber Orchestra, presenting Spring Enchantment, featuring Elgar, Pierce, and Mozart's 39th Symphony, all by candlelight. Thursday, April 30th at Grace and Holy Trinity Cathedral. Tickets at kcchamberorchestra.org. From the French waltz master Emile Waldteufel, the Joyful Paris Polka, performed by the Czechoslovak State Philharmonic, led by Alfred Walter, here on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon and welcome. I'm Jeff Watson. More classical music is on the way. Some Mozart awaits us with the Vienna Chamber Ensemble, a short divertimento, followed by the Winnipeg Symphony Orchestra, and they'll bring us Ottorino Respighi's Botticelli Pictures. Many wonderful offerings still to come here on a Thursday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Miscellany's, preparing heat and eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner items for drive-through pickup Wednesday afternoons. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and dairy-free options available. New menus weekly and online ordering at MiscellanyOnline.com. Next, we've got for you the Los Angeles Philharmonic, conducted by Asa Pekka Salonen, to bring you one of the more famous works by Claude Debussy, one written in 1894 and inspired by a French poem of the same name. We'll hear Prelude to the Afternoon of a Faun, next on KBR. The famous Prelude to an Afternoon of a Faun, written by Claude Debussy in 1894, played there by the Los Angeles Philharmonic, conducted by Asa Pekka Salonen, here on Kansas Public Radio. It is 1223. Still to come is the Winnipeg Symphony Orchestra in the second half of the hour, bringing us three Botticelli pictures, music of Ottorino Respighi, that and much more is on the way here on a Thursday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting the spring edition of The Counselors, featuring KU and Washburn Law students. April 23rd, 6:30 p.m., more at doleinstitute.org. And the KC Civic Orchestra presenting Musical Paradise, featuring UMKC Choirs and Village Presbyterian Chorus, April 26th at 3 p.m. at Ellsberg Hall, open to the public. More at kccivic.org. It is 72 degrees on the KU campus, a high today around 75, and breezy, and also a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. That's expected a little bit later this afternoon, and by tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely, 90% chance of rain tonight with a low of 49, and tomorrow should be sunny with a high of around 70. Some Mozart for you now. The Vienna Chamber Ensemble here to bring us a divertimento in E-flat major, next on KPR. Some Mozart for your afternoon. The Vienna Chamber Ensemble with a divertimento in E-flat major, on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It is 12:38, and there'll be NPR news at the top of the hour. We've got classical music until 3 p.m. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area, and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE. And FIDBIC and their Spring Thing fundraiser concert, with Colorado's Jake Legg and Whiskey Mash Band, Saturday, May 16th at venue 1235 in Lawrence. More information at fidpic.org. We've got now the Winnipeg Symphony Orchestra, and music written in 1927 by Italian composer Ottorino Respighi, something that he composed in between writing his great Roman trilogy of orchestral suites. This is based on three paintings by the artist Sandro Botticelli, three Botticelli pictures, the Winnipeg Symphony conducted by Kazuhiro Koizumi, on Kansas Public Radio. Three Botticelli Pictures, an orchestral suite from 1927 by Ottorino Respighi, performed by the Winnipeg Symphony Orchestra, led by Kazuhiro Koizumi, here on a Thursday afternoon, where it's almost 1 p.m. and about time for NPR News. More classical music, including Mozart and Beethoven, all ahead in the next hour. Join us for all things considered today from 3 to 7 p.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City. KANQ Chanute. K210 CR in Atchison. And K258BT in Manhattan. And online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Photos and other documents. This is NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher's dedicated team of specialists provide resources on investing, retirement income, estate planning, and more. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. A little more Mozart for your Thursday afternoon, and a march from The Marriage of Figaro, played by the Salzburg Mozarteum Orchestra, conducted by Hans Graf. You're listening to KPR. I'm Jeff Watson. Classical music continues on a Thursday afternoon. We're awaiting Beethoven by Linus Ditzak Perlman and Vladimir Ashkenazy. They have got the 7th Violin Sonata, that plus a ballet suite from composer Leo Delibes from a production known as Coppelia, the new Philharmonia Orchestra, with us in just a short time. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds. Buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com. We bring you something next that was written in 1938 by Aaron Copland, something that he wrote specifically for a group of young musicians, the students of the High School of Music and Art in New York City. It's a lively orchestral tone poem. They call this the Outdoor Overture. We've got the Pacific Symphony led by Keith Clark for you next on Kansas Public Radio. Music composed in 1938 by Aaron Copland, the Outdoor Overture, played by the Pacific Symphony Orchestra, led by conductor Keith Clark. It is 1:17. Still to come in the second half of the hour is a French ballet suite from a production called Coppelia by Leo Delibes. We've got the new Philharmonia Orchestra bringing us that in just a little while here on a Thursday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Flint Hills Discovery Center in Manhattan, Kansas, hosting the Flint Hills Festival Saturday, May 2nd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., featuring live entertainment, vendors, children's activities, and more. Details at flinthillsdiscovery.org. And Kansas State University, where researchers study food safety and biosecurity to support the resilience of food systems in Kansas and across the nation. More information at k-state.edu. On the KU campus, it is cloudy and 74 degrees at the moment. And we have a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Those are expected mainly after 3 this afternoon, and 90% chance of showers with thunderstorms possible for this evening and overnight. We'll have lows around 49 degrees. Could see some heavy rainfall through this evening. Tomorrow should be sunny with a high near 70. We have Beethoven chamber music next on KPR, written in 1801 and something he dedicated to the Russian Tsar. We'll hear Violin Sonata No. 7 in C minor, played by Itzhak Perlman, along with pianist Vladimir Ashkenazy, on Kansas Public Radio. Itzhak Perlman, joined on piano by Vladimir Ashkenazy, together for Violin Sonata No. 7 in C minor by Beethoven. Here on Kansas Public Radio. 1:46 now. There'll be NPR News at the top of the hour, and more classical music awaits you until 3 p.m. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri customers since 1982, offering testing and solutions for mold, lead, and asbestos problems. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com. And Audio Reader, now accepting donations of audio equipment, vinyl records, and more for their audio sales. Information on Audio Reader services and how to donate at reader.ku.edu. We have a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms expected this afternoon, mainly after 3 o'clock. Tonight, 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Could see heavy rainfall this evening, a low of 49. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 70. We've got the new Philharmonia Orchestra, led by Sir Charles McGarris, for one more offering for you. In this 1 p.m. hour, a ballet suite from a production called Coppelia, the story of a mad inventor who invents a life-size, realistic dancing doll. The music by French composer Léo Delibes, next on KPR. From French composer Léo Delibes, a ballet suite from Coppelia, performed by the new Philharmonia Orchestra, conducted by Sir Charles McGarris on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 2 p.m., stay tuned for the news from NPR. The next hour of classical music brings us one of the Vivaldi concertos from the Four Seasons, plus Robert Schumann's cello concerto, all on the way on KPR. Join us for All Things Considered today from 3 to 7 p.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. And always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for NPR comes from United States Postal Service, dedicated to putting reliability at the core of USPS Ground Advantage to help businesses operate smoothly. More at usps.com/groundadvantage. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From Antonin Dvorak and his first major collection of Slavonic dances, we heard Dance No. 6, played by the Cleveland Orchestra, led by Christoph Andachnanyi. I'm Jeb Watson, and got a little bit more classical music for a Thursday afternoon. Music for flute and piano by Carl Maria von Weber, one of his sonatas. The Berlin Philharmonic as well. Robert Schumann's cello concerto with soloist Heinrich Schiff, that's all in a bit. Here on Kansas Public Radio. And Sophia Mutter conducts the Trondheim soloists, as well as plays the violin in this concerto from the Four Seasons by Antonio Vivaldi. We'll hear Autumn in F Major on KPR. Antonio Vivaldi's Autumn Concerto from the Four Seasons, played by violinist Anne Sophia Mutter, who was also conductor of the Trondheim Soloists, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is 2:24, and still to come is the Berlin Philharmonic with us in about 10 minutes' time for Robert Schumann's cello concerto. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Neuvaund House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day-stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at neuvaundhouse.com. And the Lawrence Busker Festival, a 3-day event featuring acrobats, contortionists, aerialists, and more throughout downtown Lawrence, Friday, May 22nd through Sunday, May 24th. More information at lawrencebuskerfest.com. We have a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, expected mainly after 3 o'clock. A much better chance, 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms later this afternoon, evening, and overnight. And according to the updated weather forecast, a tornado watch is now in effect until 9 p.m., and that covers just about the complete KPR listening area, including the cities of Topeka, Lawrence, Emporia, and Manhattan. Tornado watch in effect until 9 p.m. this evening. Keep it tuned here to Kansas Public Radio for the latest severe weather information. Carl Maria von Weber and his music is played by flutist Stephen Preston and pianist Richard Burnett next on KPR Flute Sonata No. 1. Flute Sonata No. 1 in F Major by Carl Maria von Weber here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is now almost 2:35. At 3 o'clock, it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. At 7 p.m. tonight, catch Classics Live, followed by an hour of classical music with Kay McIntyre. That'll be from 8 to 9. We're live, we're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. Public Radio is the heartbeat of our community, bringing you local news, context, and stories that matter. But quality journalism takes resources. On Tuesday, during One Day, One KU, we'll be raising funds for KPR's News Fund. Your gift helps support reporters, editors, and on-the-ground coverage that keeps our region informed. Visit that website, kansaspublicradio.org, on Tuesday, and explore the giving challenges. On the KU campus, it is 77 degrees right now. We have a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, expected to start materializing after 3 p.m. After that, our chance of showers and thunderstorms goes up to about 90% for later this afternoon and this evening. Could see damaging winds, heavy rain, and hail during some of these storms, and much of the KPR listening area, almost all of it, in fact, is under a tornado watch that'll be in effect tonight until 9 p.m. That watch does include the cities of Manhattan, Topeka, Lawrence, and Emporia. Keep it tuned here to Kansas Public Radio for the latest in severe weather. The Berlin Philharmonic, led by conductor Bernard Haitink, they've got our final performance for this hour, and it features cellist Heinrich Schiff in music composed in 1850 by Robert Schumann, his Cello Concerto in A Minor, on KPR. Composed in 1850, Robert Schumann's Cello Concerto in A Minor, performed there by the Berlin Philharmonic, led by conductor Bernard Haitink, with cellist Heinrich Schiff, here on Kansas Public Radio. With that, it is almost 3 o'clock. All Things Considered from NPR News is Ed. I'm Jeff Watson, and I want to thank you for joining me for classical music this afternoon, and I'll have more for you at noon tomorrow. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. The KPR listening area, the vast majority of it anyway, under a tornado watch until 9 p.m. this evening. Showers and thunderstorms likely going forward. Support for All Things Considered comes from Hedge Apple, offering furniture, lighting, rugs, and decor. Located at 644 Locust Street in North Lawrence, new arrivals added weekly. Open Monday through Saturday, store hours and more information at hedgeapple.com. Technically, all these...